Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is our live in-studio performance series called the Soundcheck Podcast, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. 47 Soul makes celebratory dance music that bridges cultures and centuries. They were formed in Amman, Jordan, but they're now based in London, and they have deep connections to Palestinian culture and the wider culture of the Levant region. In fact, they blend the sounds of the Dabke music of that area with the sounds of modern hip-hop and electronic dance music to form a style that they call Shamstep. Features lyrics in both English and Arabic, and the band is here to give us some examples of this music, beginning with a song called Don't Care Where You're From. Here is the group 47 Soul.
Oh,
band is 47 Soul, live here in our studio. Don't care where you're from, it's where you are. And they are in our New Sound studio for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Let me introduce you to the members of the band. We'll go from left to right around the room. El Jahaz on guitar and vocals. El Fari on darbuka, which is the goblet-shaped drum, and some electronics and more vocals. Wallace Bate playing various drums and singing and doing a little dancing over there as well. And Z the People playing keyboards, synthesizer in particular, and more vocals. And Z, your synthesizer, is it tuned to the regular kind of Western scale?
No, actually, it's representing the Arabic scale. I'd like to shout out Kareem El Far out of California, Silicon Valley. This device that he designed brings the Arabic scale to all types of instrument.
Yeah.
Synthesizer.
So your synthesizer is kind of imitating the sound of the mijwiz, which is the kind of the double clarinet that you find in like Syrian dance music and all through that region, right?
Yes, the mijwiz is the double reed instrument that sounds like the bagpipe.
A little bit, yeah.
Which you'll
yeah.
hear in all of the popular music of the Bilad al-Sham area.
Mm-hmm. When you say Bilad al-Sham, that's the region we call the Levant, right?
Yes, and it's a region we call Great Syria also. Like, for example, being here in Manhattan is special for me because my grandfather, when he arrived in Ellis Island, he came from Jerusalem. They asked where he came from, and he said Bilad al-Sham, Syria, because at the time it was reporting to Damascus. And our music is not just a throwback to that time, but it's a way of saying that that culture can outlast and outshine the borders that we're under now.
Mm-hmm. Borders which were drawn, it should be said, by Europeans in the wake of the Second World War. So your family has roots here in New York then?
In New Jersey originally, and then Boston and D.C. and through the East Coast.
Okay. And El Fari, the 47 in the band name, that refers to this post-war partition of Palestine, right?
Yeah, that's true. It does refer to that time, but mainly the main point for us is it refers to a time where people were able to move freely.
And so 1947, you could move freely throughout
that
whole region.
You can get in your car, you go between Jerusalem, Damascus, you know, Beirut, Amman. And that's important because that's what we're trying to say, is that it's not about the past for us. It's about the current situation.
Right.
Arabic people are divided, or, you know, just people of that region, you know, are divided in borders that don't allow for this communication to happen, you know.
So how do you walk the line between being a political band and being a party band? Because you're obviously really good at playing dance music.
We don't think about it because, you know, we don't call this stuff political.
Right. But you know other people
will.
We're
not here making policies, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I know what it refers to when people say that, but I'm just trying to say that to make art that that reflects your thoughts about things. I mean, if you want to do just a song about like a daily thing, like going to the beach, you're probably going to hit a checkpoint at some point. So and that's the whole idea. You know, it's just how we want to reflect our thoughts and ideas. It's not to say that people from our region cannot sing about whatever they want.
Right.
It's just that's a big part of our reality. Yeah?
Have you actually ever played in Israel, where there is still, you know, a large Arab and Palestinian population?
Not as 47 Soul.
Okay.
Because that's sort of not possible given the papers we have. But Wala is an indigenous Palestinian with the Israeli passport, so he's, of course, played a lot there.
Right. But the free movement of people seems to be a theme that you guys have come back to several times in your songwriting. And, you know, given what's happening in Europe with, you know, Brexit on the one hand and the refugee crisis on the other, and here in the States where we have all of this drama and distress about the free movement of people across borders. Yeah. I mean, that's a big issue. And the song you guys just played, that's from a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, it's from our first EP.
But the most recent album has a song called Moved Around?
Moved Around, yeah.
And it seems like that's, you know, coming back to this same thing that, you know, people have always moved around, and that's kind of part and parcel of being human, it seems.
It's definitely a conversation of borders, because the American borders are even hard to define, as we know how many American military bases there are around the world. And the modern state of Israel has yet to define its borders also. So it's currently occupying and preventing the freedom of movement from land and sky and sea of the area and the indigenous people. So, and the effects of that have rippled out to the greater Bilad al-Sham area, Mesopotamia, throughout what we call the Middle East, which really has shown itself to be the greatest divide now in the Mediterranean, in the Middle Earth. The middle of Earth now literally, there is the border today. Of course, a border can happen at an embassy. It can happen while applying for a visa online. But we're inside of a greater global apartheid now. So our music is a shout to say, yes, these identities exist, but how can we actually move and see each other and be able to manifest the freedom of moving around?
Yeah, that's a big topic. And to take that on while getting people dancing is... maybe that's the best way to do it. I don't know. All the other ways don't seem to be helping us all that much. You want to play the song for us? It's called Moved Around. It's from the latest album by 47 Soul. The album is called Balfron Promise. It is out now. Here's 47 Soul.
My people,
move around.
The more people,
move around as well.
My people,
move around.
Before we all get,
move around again.
My people,
move around.
Now people,
move around.
All people,
move around.
يا عبير البحر تروى قل لي وش حال مواجه تزبط معي ولا سر مني محتاج يا عبير البحر تروى قل لي وش حال مواجه تزبط معي ولا سر مني محتاج My people,
move around
before we all get
moved around again.
My people,
move around
now. People,
move around.
Oh, people,
move around.
Look at Allah,
Allah,
Allah. يا عبير البحر تروى قل لي وش حال مواجه تزبط معي ولا سر مني محتاج يا عبير البحر تروى قل لي وش حال مواجه اصبر معي ولا سر مني محتاج
Move around.
The band is 47 Soul, live performance here in our studio of a song called Moved Around. That is from the band's latest album called Balfron Promise. Z, what does that title, Balfron, refer to?
Balfron is describing the tower that we lived in East London when we were recording this album and writing for it. And, of course, it has the double entendre name reference to Balfour, who was the foreign minister of the UK at the time when a promise was made to give the land of the indigenous people of Palestine away without their permission.
Mm-hmm. So again, the partition of 1947.
This is back even.
Oh, this is, no, of course, he's Balfour's, yeah, he's way, he's 19th century.
18.
Yeah. Wow, so just...
Which is the year of the release of the album, so it was like on the 100th year mark.
Uh-huh. So before we get too far from that song, there was a little hint of Intro to Shamstep towards the end there that you threw in, right?
Yeah.
Shout out music.
Yeah.
So the word Shamstep, El-Fari, that's this combination of dubstep and the Balad al-Sham, the name given to that region, right?
I'm not sure we thought of dubstep when it came out. It came out like this as Hamza said it at a, Jihaz said it at a rehearsal, and we chose it as the name. But yeah, definitely it has the hint of, you know, once you put the word step there,
yeah.
You get, you know, that vibe. But definitely, and Sham is, you know, Bilad Sham, as we explained, the Levant. So it's really just the name to describe what we're doing, right. You know.
Now, did you guys grow up hearing the traditional, the Dabka music and, you know, Shabi music from North Africa and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, of course. I mean, we're from that region. So, you know, that was part of our, you know, growing up. I won't say that all of us were as involved in, you know, practicing these styles and things. For example, Wala Esbet is a Dabke dancer, you know. I've danced Dabke at weddings only, you know what I mean? Like, you know, or a party. But of course, I mean, this music is everywhere. When you walk around any city in the Levant, you hear this music coming out of taxis and restaurants, and, you know, and you hear them at the parties. You hear them when a martyr got shot dead, and you hear it when someone got married. You hear it when someone graduates. It's the music of our gatherings, you know what I mean?
Right.
But we think that, you know, there's always more to do with sounds, you know what I mean? So that's the more musical, you know, production vibe of trying to mix that with different things and all the drums and the percussions. That it's very interesting if you want to track them and try to understand where they came from originally, you know, and just all these beats that we hear elsewhere in African music and Latin music, and, you know, it's that's the Shamstep mission, you know.
Well, it's kind of striking that a lot of the traditional rhythms of that music marry so well to hip-hop and electronic dance music.
It's the Syrian-African, what do they call it?
Tectonic plate.
Yeah, it's that. You know, it's some historical stuff. I mean, if you think about it, the only way to walk between Asia and Africa is via Gaza.
Right.
You know, so that's what it is. You know?
Right. And so I've mentioned in introducing you guys that you formed in Jordan. Is that where you were all living at the were you there studying together? I mean, how
well,
did you
me
all...
and Hamza are from Amman City. We grew up in Amman, you know, and so Ramzi was staying for a long time
that's
in the
Z,
region.
Yeah.
Z and of course Walaa would cross and come and meet us, you know. He would cross the border that his passport allows him to cross, that our passport doesn't allow us to cross the other way, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, thank you for coming by, my brother. You know? Because this man comes from like cities where we're originally from and can't go. So for us to see him come by and do that music is a big part of what we were trying to say, you know?
Yeah. And again, it goes back to the freedom of people to move around.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So when you're out on stage and people are moving around, you know, do you get a lot of people doing the kind of the ululation, you know, I can't, yeah, that stuff. Yeah, do you get people doing that while you're playing?
Yeah, we get all sorts of stuff. We get people dancing. We get people, you know, having their own take on the music. We have people trying to show off their skills in Debki. We have all kinds of people at the shows. But it's definitely a moment for everyone to get together, you know. We're not trying to have a traditional party, if you know what I mean.
Right, right.
You might find yourself in a mosh pit. You don't know.
Yeah. So the piece you're going to play for us next, this was kind of your breakout hit. And it's simply called Intro to Sham Step. And I guess for most of us, it was our introduction to this kind of combination that you've put together. Did you guys go into this thinking, this is what we're going to do? We're going to marry this Dobkin rhythm and kind of melodic material to production in electronics?
The main goal was to play these sounds, you know, play these beats, play these... modes and sound, and definitely the plan was to do it in a alternative way, in a way where we'd mix it, because, you know, I mean, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel, because there's a lot of electronic Sha'bi music in the Arab world, so
right.
We're trying to do our version of it, so that was Sham Step.
Okay, let's hear Intro to Sham Step. It's another live performance. Here's 47 Soul live.
Thank you. 47. What's the soul of the 47? Champ put the soul in the 47. Find the food on the tree. Send it off to wherever you please. Make sure that the money comes back home, back to the peasant, to the fellaheen.
That is 47 Soul, live in our studio with Intro to Sham Step. And boy, it's still a fun song all these years later. You guys, we had booked you on our show back in summer of 2016, and you had a visa issue, and yes, the tour fell through.
Shout out to everyone having a visa issue.
Well, that's a lot of people to shout out to these yeah, days. Exactly. Including lots of people with Arabic-sounding names for some reason. But glad to have you guys in the country and playing for us today. I'll let you guys get going to Brooklyn, except for Wallah, who needs to stay and teach me how to do the Dabka dance, because...
Well, guys, find a substitute tonight. I'm
going to call your boy Gabe.
Guys, it's really been a lot of fun having you here. Thank you so much for coming and playing with us. 47 Soul with us on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast from newsounds.org.
مش الصف مش السير شوف البوستر
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.